like Hunter said, it is kind of a personal thing. We all have our own particular poisons to fear. And mine has been the dynamic effect that this would, the devastating effect that this would have on, for example, the retail community where I'm most involved. We wanted to get real numbers. If we're going to try to steer the decision, we needed to have numbers that we could count on, the numbers that we felt like that if we said, you know, it's going to be a gazillion dollars that no one would say, no, that's just you making stuff up. And that's really what we have here. Those of you who are in the media, we have it down to one shock slide, I guess. But there are a lot of other pieces in the full report that I would like to ask you to go look for. For example, Oxford breaks down that tax potential loss impact down into a per household number. And that's a number that's fairly substantial as well. There is a lot of information in there. There is, I urge you to try to make a differentiation as you're reading it. Very few of us are economists in the room, so far I count one. But the qualitative versus the quantitative, the impact versus the losses. The impact is good information. We can use it going forward. It'll be great information for us to use at some point. The losses is what we're really mostly concerned about right now. We're worried about what will happen to the businesses. We're worried about losing 1,000 jobs and what happens to us if that happens, if the games go away. We're worried about what happens when businesses have to start closing. You don't really want to see those signs. I know as a commercial, I think commercial real estate people are not happy to see going out of business sale signs in their properties. So dig into the report. As far as next steps go, we'll provide this information, and Adam will be available for the people at Texas A&M to work with them on where these numbers came from, how we came up with them. I think that based on the charge that we gave Oxford Economics at the very start, that these numbers will be very defensible. And if there's going to be money coming from the cities, I think that you can use these numbers as a basis of your decision. They are, so far, the work that I've done with them and work that I've had others look at and look at the numbers, they're pretty solid.